You're listening to Fracturing Football, where producers Luke Donovan and Spencer Fleischer break down the latest in NFL news, only on 91.3 WHJE.
Welcome to Fracturing Football Season 3, Episode 8. Now, coming in almost to the playoffs here in the NFL season, certainly in the fantasy football playoff season, I'm your host, Luke Donovan. Alongside me, as always, Spencer Fleischer. And joining us in the studio today, Jonah Grant and Zach Browning. And we're just going to break down an incredible week of football we saw on Sunday and even last night, a fantastic game. So we're just going to go through the slate of games and starting with, I think, the main headline, the Patriots and the Chiefs. The Patriots lose their second straight game, and the Chiefs now on a three-game win streak. Mahomes finally back at it, 100% off the injury now, and I mean, certainly the Chiefs looking very good headed into the playoff season now.
The real question is, with this Chiefs versus Pats game, is Brady washed? Is he washed up? We all know he's 42. He's been playing at an insane level his entire career, but right now he's not playing at that level.
Yeah, and I think if you're looking at Tom Brady, it's certainly his worst statistical season, but they're still going to be at home at least for one of the games in the playoffs. They're looking at a two seed if they can beat the Bills in a few weeks. So it's going to be tough, I think, and I think Belichick always finds a way to beat these superior offenses. If you look at Patrick Mahomes last year, the Patriots were able to beat them in the AFC Championship. But then going on the road against the Ravens is certainly going to be a tough task. But if Belichick can configure a defense that can stop Lamar Jackson, I still think the Patriots are going to be one of those teams we see that always have a chance in the AFC.
Yeah, I mean, if you have that duo of Brady and Belichick, they're always going to do something. They're always going to have the first round bye. But do we think that they can go into Baltimore and beat the Ravens in the AFC Championship if the Ravens are the one seed?
I think so. I mean, if you're looking at it, they've already played. Belichick knows how to stop people. I mean, they're going to take away Lamar Jackson to some extent. Maybe Lamar Jackson can involve, but I think certainly the plan for Belichick going into that game is Lamar Jackson's not going to run the ball. And if he can find Hollywood Brown and Mark Andrews consistently, deep bombs down the middle of the field, that's certainly going to help them a lot. But the Patriots secondary is very talented, so it's going to be a tough task for the Ravens to go beat the Patriots twice in one season.
I mean, looking at that next game with the Patriots and the Ravens, it's definitely going to be very tough for Tom Brady to come out and actually make a difference against this defense. Looking at the teams that have beaten the Patriots, like the Chiefs and the Texans, their defenses aren't even close to as good as what the Ravens is looking like right now. And if he can't even beat a team like the Chiefs D, which has not been very good all season, like overall, I don't see him being able to do it against the Ravens that have looked pretty much unstoppable.
Yeah, and this Patriots team really only got offense working through trick plays and pass interference calls. It doesn't really seem like their generic offense is getting going how they used to do it.
Well, I think another thing with that offense, the fact that it's struggling. Last year, we saw their rushing attack was so good. It was one of the top rushing attacks in the league. This year, they're having trouble getting guys like Sony Michel going on the ground, and I think that's forced Brady to maybe throw more than he has to in the past, and maybe defenses are being able to stack up in the secondary.
No, that's a good point. They don't really have a running back that they can give 20 carries to and be confident in them yet, and that's when you have a quarterback who's a little bit older than you'd want to be throwing that many passes a game, you're just going to see a lot of decreases there.
Yeah, but I mean, if you're looking at the Patriots, you can't pick against them in a close game. With Tom Brady, even offensively, a two-minute drill, you can't pick against Brady in those scenarios. So I think it's going to be a very interesting battle for the AFC. But before they can even get to the Ravens, they're going to have to play the Chiefs again. Or, I mean, if anything, they could lose to the Bills week 16, and then they're on the road the whole playoffs playing as a wild card. So a lot still to happen for the Patriots. They really got to focus these next 3 weeks, even though the Bengals and the Dolphins are on that schedule. The Bills is going to be a marquee matchup, and they have to win those other two, regardless of how easy those matchups may seem.
NFL football, and move on to the Heisman watch. We have four Heisman candidates: Joe Burrow, Justin Fields, Chase Young, and Jalen Hurts. And all four of these guys will get drafted from what I'm seeing. Justin Fields still has another year that he has to play before eligibility. But who do you guys think the 2019 Heisman will be?
Joe Burrow.
Yeah, I think it's pretty easy. Quarterback led LSU to a tremendous season.
Completion percentage record. I mean, wins over
amazing teams. They beat Alabama. They beat Florida. They beat Texas A&M. So, I mean,
Georgia,
certainly all the credit to Joe Burrow. I think he'll end up getting the Heisman.
So, Joe Burrow wins the Heisman. Where is he picked in the NFL draft?
Number two.
Yeah, number two.
I think Chase Young goes number one.
I think it depends on who gets the pick.
Yeah, I think it does depend on who gets the pick. I think Chase Young should be number one regardless, but probably. I think you see that quarterback won the Heisman, led the nation in completion percentage, broke some records. You think he could be your future, but Chase Young certainly, I think, the most talented player in college football this year, but I think those two will be one and two. In the upcoming draft.
Yeah, as David said, it does depend on who has the first pick. Right now I'm seeing that the Cincinnati Bengals are projected for the first pick. And on 24/7 Sports, they have Chase Young going first overall to the Bengals. And then they have an O-lineman out of Georgia going number two to the Giants. And Joe Burrow isn't coming off the board until the... I think sixth pick or the tenth pick to the Los Angeles Chargers.
My concern.
That would be great for him to go to the Chargers. Like Philip Rivers leaving. My concern with
Joe Burrow is that if you look at last year, LSU completely different offense, more of a run game like pro style, and Joe Burrow didn't have. They went to a New Year's Six Bowl, but didn't have that fantastic year. And then you look at a completely.
They were a classic LSU team. Yeah. Good defense. Yeah. Offense was questionable, so they made a New Year's Six Bowl.
And when you look at this year, a totally new offense, and Joe Burrow is succeeding unlike he did last year. So my concern is it the system? Is it the receivers? Obviously, Joe Burrow is a fantastic quarterback, but I feel like if he's not in the right situation, it could be kind of a slippery slope in that he doesn't have like the weapons he needs, he does at LSU.
Yeah, I completely agree, but. You never know. There's players that nobody expected to come out and translate to the NFL, and they did. So anything's possible. There could also be a seventh round pick that comes out and wins Rookie of the Year. There's other stuff like that. But Chase Young, I just want to zoom in on him. Even though he missed two games this year, he still had 17 sacks.
Isn't that the record? I think that was the record, wasn't it?
I mean, if he plays...
Ohio State record.
If Chase Young plays in those two games that he missed, Maryland and Rutgers, I think he makes a very good case for the Heisman Trophy. But due to missing those two games, due to the impact that Joe Burrow's had, I think he gets the runner-up spot. But I think certainly he should be number one in the NFL draft.
Chase Young?
Yeah.
Okay, well, yeah. I mean, when you look at Nick Bosa for the 49ers, he's completely changed that defense, and that's been their backbone of the whole year. So it could be another Nick Bosa, even Joey Bosa.
I think he's better than both of them.
Yeah,
I think so too, and that's scary, the fact that those two guys are so highly touted coming out of college, both top picks in the first round, and the fact that he's even better than them is just, he's a franchise-changing player on the defensive side of the ball.
Yeah, I agree with that. The Bengals... they need help every single place that they can get it, at the quarterback position, the wide receiver position, kind of, but mainly at the defensive position. So Chase Young would be a perfect fit for the Cincinnati Bengals. I need a
quarterback. Yeah, and this is all the time we have today on Season 3, Episode 8 of Fracturing Football. You're listening to 91.3 WHJE. Stay tuned for more alternative hits.